In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Sean Brindley, age 35, of Sellersburg, Indiana, died Monday at Norton Hospice of Louisville. He is survived locally by his mother and father, Alma and Dennis Brindley of Kimblesville. Funeral services for Sean Brindley will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Gar Funeral Home in Sellersburg, Indiana, with cremation to follow. Mrs. Gwen Gossage, age 88, of Jamestown, died Wednesday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by one son and two daughters and their spouses, Ronald and Carolyn Gossage of Kimblesville, Winnie and Charles Walters of Jamestown, Myrna and Arlie Roy of Russell Springs. Four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Gwen Gossage will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the H.E. Pruitt Chapel in Jamestown, with burial in the Flanagan Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the H.E. Pruitt Chapel in Jamestown. Mr. Terry Bennett, age 54, of Columbia, died Wednesday at his home after several weeks' illness. He is survived by his wife, Jennifer Beard Bennett, one daughter, Tarany Boer of Russell Springs, one son, Jordan Isaac Bennett of Columbia, one stepson, Jason Thrasher of Columbia, three brothers, Rex, Stevie, and Stacy Bennett, all of Columbia, two sisters, Joyce Tungett of Campbellsville, Betty Kahn of Columbia, his stepmother of Glasgow. Funeral services for Terry Bennett will be Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Bennett Family Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home. Mr. Raymond Lewis, age 86, of Kimblesville, died Wednesday in Wilmore. He is survived by his wife, Margaret Lewis, one son and daughter-in-law of Lexington, two granddaughters. Graveside services for Raymond Lewis will be Saturday afternoon at 3:30 at the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock Saturday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the First United Methodist Church Endowment Fund. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.